Little bit of Tom Waits there here in the Daybird. 16 shells from a 30-06 in honor of 2016. That's just a few minutes, well, about 50 minutes away here in Colorado. But it's already well into the new year in New York City, where our next guest is calling from. His name is Brian Gary. He was with us in our first New Year's show in Colorado 2 years ago, and we're very happy to have him on then. Happy to have him on again. Hello, Brian. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on. And I didn't know we're in Colorado right now.
Well, you're in New York. I'm in Colorado. But yeah, that's where the show comes from.
Well, here's an interesting thing. The person that did the artwork for my new album also lives in Colorado.
Cool. Where in Colorado?
Denver.
Oh, my gosh. That's about an hour, a little over an hour south of where we are.
She used to live in Littleton, I believe.
Oh, okay. That's where the shootings were. So good.
Yes, of course. Well, it was a good idea to move, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Now,
give us a plug. Give us a, you mentioned the new album. You snuck that in there so succinctly. What's it called? How is it available?
Well, it just came out today, actually. It is coincidental that I'm doing your show and you're the first person I've ever spoken to about the album. But yes, it's called The Unproduced Eddie Cantor Musical, and it is all the songs that I've written so far for this musical that has yet to be produced about my grandfather.
Oh, your grandfather being, of course, what a guy, Eddie Cantor.
That's correct.
So what are some of the songs in there so far? What kind of songs are they?
Well, a few of them were released a long, long time ago. I've been working on this show for about 30 years. Oh. So what happened was I did a concert here in New York about in October, and I previewed one of the songs that had never been performed on stage before. And the guy that sang it, well, I sang the beginning of the song, and he continued. His name is Tom Luca. And the response was so great that I decided, this is ridiculous. You know, I'm just sitting on these songs. Nobody's hearing them or anything. Thing, and I thought, why don't I just put them all together on one album? And it was a big project to do because I printed all the lyrics to the songs and the storyline so that the person listening could follow along. I mean, it's not the kind of album that you're first going to play in your car because you'll probably miss out on the storyline and everything. But certainly at home, it's an 8-page booklet. I have people on it like KT Sullivan, who's...
Yeah,
she's real popular in in cabaret, and Don Ciccone is on it. He's from the Four Seasons and from the Critters. He was the guy that sang and wrote "Mr. Dyingly Sad" and "Younger Girl." He sang.
Okay.
He also sang on "Who Loves You" in December '63.
Yeah.
What a night! Oh, what a night! Anyway, they're all on this album, including me. I've done a few tracks, vocals myself, and I'm just very pleased about it. And it's finally right now. You know, if anybody's on Facebook, if they look me up on Facebook or write to me at briangary.com, and my last name is spelled G-A-R-I, they can get it directly through me because it's not really available anywhere. It just literally came to my door today. So,
it'll be on iTunes and that too, right? Will or not?
I don't know. You know, it may end up on Amazon.
Okay.
That is a possibility, and that could happen soon. But as of right now, I have them arriving at my door. So if anybody is interested, all they have to do is write me at briangary.com, and I can explain to them, you know, how you can get a copy of it. But it's a really cool album, and I have a really big name that is a possibility coming up as the book writer for the show. If that works out, you guys can have an exclusive on who it's going to be, because you know this guy's name, and that's why, and the whole audience knows who it is too.
Okay, well, so, I won't make you divulge yet, because I know how awful it is to float a name out there and then it doesn't happen and then you're embarrassed. So hopefully it will happen for you.
I hope so, because this guy is one of the greatest in the music business. So he's very interested. He loved Eddie Cantor, and so I'm mailing him out the CD so that he can have a copy of it for his own files. And I'm just hoping that it all works out. But I just thought it was about time. You know, I've been working on it for so long, and, you know, it's the second really full musical that I've done since my Broadway show, since Late Night Comics. So, you know, and I was working on it at the time when I was working on Late Night Comics. So, you know, it was a toss-up as to what was going to come first.
Man, wow. Well, I mean, I think it's great. You know, things lie in gestation, and you put them away, you pick them up, you think about them, you forget about them for years, and then sometimes something happens, and you feel, oh, my God, I've got to pursue this now. This has to happen now, you know?
Well, you know what happened is, besides doing that one-night concert where the song was so appreciated, I also ran into a Broadway producer, and I casually mentioned the show and the song and everything, and she got quite interested. And I thought, well, maybe it's time that I just put all these recordings together on one CD so that people can actually, everybody can hear it, and maybe there'll be somebody in that crowd that'll say, you know, I'm gonna push this forward.
Well, I certainly wish you much luck and mazel with it. Hopefully this time next year you'll be telling me there's plans for some kind of workshop or a reading, or you're moving
forward. Exactly.
How was your year? Because we have somebody else calling in. But I do want to ask you real quick, how was your year?
The year was pretty good. Yeah, a lot of things were happening. I did a lot of performing. I did a lot of recording. Wrote a couple of new songs. And I have been working on a new book as well. I've had three books published so far, and I'm working on one that'll be specifically an audio book, because it will include 50 songs.
Whoa.
So, yeah. So I'm working on that. I've written 19 chapters so far. I think everybody's going to be very interested in this book. It's a true story, and I disguise the main characters, but I think you know, a few people may know.
What do you call them? Do you call the lead character Brain Harry? Or something?
Yeah, right, exactly. No, actually, you know, I really do reveal that it is I that is the main character of the story, but I've had to change some of the names to protect the guilty, so, you know. But it's a lot of, it's interesting, but I've had to take a lot of time off to work on other things in the meantime.
Sure.
So I've, you know, produced some stuff for Australia. There's a great Ellie Greenwich album that I worked on for Australia, and things like that. You know, I've done quite a few different, and I've spent a lot of time this year protesting for animals, you know, animal rights.
Oh, I remember the Central Park horse thing, yeah.
Well, we've still been doing that because if you'll excuse the expression, we've kind of been screwed over by our mayor, who promised us that he was going to stop the carriage horse situation in New York, that we would not have horses working in the streets. And he kind of broke his promise to us, so we're still protesting the horses. We're protesting, we're anti-fur, and we're this Saturday, I'm going to be doing a protest against fur on Fifth Avenue, and from there I go to do a marathon concert. I'm part of a marathon at a place here called the Metropolitan Room.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, you know, they did it last year, and it was a huge success. It made the Guinness Book of World Records. So they're doing it again this year, and I've luckily been asked to do it again. So it'll be streamed live. If you look up the Metropolitan Room, I am on a little bit after 4 p.m. Eastern time here in New York.
And what day is this again? What day?
It's this Saturday, and you actually can watch it. It's streaming for you know, you can see this stuff for free.
Fabulous.
You can watch all these great performers at the Metropolitan Room. I believe it's concertwindow.com.
That sounds right. Yeah.
And then / Metropolitan. And you'll be able to actually see all of these performers. You'll be able to see me somewhere in there. I'm going to do a couple of songs. We all get to do a couple of songs or patter or whatever, you know, we want to do.
Yeah.
But every year it keeps making the Guinness Book of World Records for the longest cabaret show in history.
Wow. Wow. Well,
so I'll do that all on Saturday.
Well, Saturday, everybody go see it, go watch it, go live stream it on Concert Window. I do have to run and grab the other phone, but I want to wish you a most happy, happy new year, Brian.
Same to you. Now I can take my Xanax and go to sleep.
Exactly. Thank you for calling in. Next year, not in Jerusalem, but here again. Okay,
yes,
man?
Yes, and I apologize. I fell asleep last year, but this year I stayed up for you.
Thank you, man. Thanks so much.
Right.
Have a great one. Bye-bye now.
You.